Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 25th of December 2016, and this is the 500th Mole Out Loud podcast. And it's Christmas Day, and so if you're celebrating it, I wish you a very happy Christmas Day. And if you're not, I wish you a very happy day, or a day in which you can be involved in something that gives you pleasure. Well, not all, but and I know that for some people, it's just quite exhausting being among people all the time. I know that I'm like that, that it's quite difficult to be with groups of people. And a lot of people have to be with groups of people today and all day. And it's very difficult to know how to manage that, how to make it easier. So I do hope that at some moment during the day that you have time for a nap or time out, just a little bit of time to recharge the batteries and be kind to yourself. I know that Boxing Day is that too as well. Boxing Day is often a time when you can sort of relax again, although some people have days and days of family. For me, it's going to be a really quiet day tomorrow. We don't even have ringing practice in the evening. I can't remember ever not having a practice because it happened to be a public holiday. But we couldn't get the numbers, so my Monday evening's going to be quiet as well, and I'm really, really pleased about that. The moment that I'm taking for myself today, I had a little 10-minute nap after having a rather long and late lunch with some friends, and I'm due to take some food over next door to my neighbours in 25 minutes, and my tummy's not ready for it, really, and I'm not quite ready for it either. I'm a bit feel as if I could do with a bit more rest. It's also very hot today and quite humid, and it's going to be hot overnight, and I think that I'm feeling a bit touched by the sun, which always makes me just want to go to sleep. But I'm sure once I've stood up and moved about a bit, it'll be fine. And of course, I want to be celebrating this 500th Mole Out Loud podcast. It feels like quite a number to have reached. It means, well, I've been doing these podcasts for just over 2 years, and it's become really part of my life. I feel as if I talk to you almost daily, that I have a bit of a sense of people listening out there, and I'm really grateful to Michael Nobbs, who 2.5 years ago, about 2.5 years ago, sent out a call for people to do some guest podcasts for him, so that he could have some time out. And if that hadn't happened and I'd given it a go, I would never, I don't think, have come to the idea of doing my own podcasts. So a big thank you to Michael Nobbs, who inadvertently really got me thinking about it and has been a huge support ever since. So that's a big thank you to Michael. And a big, big thank you to all of you who have listened to me in this time, and for the lovely comments that that you leave me and keep me going. Thank you, Beverly, for your one the other day. That was a really lovely way of, I guess, knowing that there are people who do listen, and it's often a bit difficult to know whether I am reaching people, because often I think I don't have a particular theme. It's just my daily life, a little snippet of my daily life, and a little chat to you. But it isn't anything, it's quite a small thing. It's just the dailiness of it that builds up. So this isn't the last podcast of the year. I'm going to be podcasting next week, and in what the Swiss call the Altjahrswoche, the Old Year's Week, that lovely piece of space between Christmas and New Year. And I want to make it as unbusy as possible, which may or may not work out. We'll see. So thank you very, very much for listening to me today. And I am very pleased that you can celebrate this day with me. And I really look forward to talking to you well tomorrow already on Boxing Day. Thank you again. And bye for now.